Tom, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Matt.
How do you feel?
I feel like I've got the gold medal. It's sitting around my neck there. I've got the sort of yellow tie on, especially. It's a huge day. It's a big day for the geeks, for the engineers, for the inventors. I know there's been a lot of talk about Lord Sugar's uninterest in engineers, but he has in the end picked an engineer.
Is that because you were the one who had the ideas out of everybody?
I think so, yeah. Lord Sugar said to me, "Yeah, the products guy. I like the products. We're gonna, you know, we'll do some stuff. We're gonna find a good way to put them together, and we'll work together on that."
At what point did you really think you were going to win this? Because you started off with an awful lot of defeats in a row. How many was it?
In total, I lost 8.
Did you really think after losing 8 tasks that you could win this thing?
I always thought I had a chance. I knew I was the dark horse, as it were. But he'd kept me in, which I'd never quite known why. But I had real belief that I had a chance.
Now, your business plan, yes. Lord Sugar says it needs some tweaking. Do you know how much tweaking he means yet?
It's possible some might suggest tweaking with a sledgehammer is what he's thinking. But we're now going to take some time. It's been a very tough, long process. As you can imagine, I'm the ideas guy. I've got lots and lots of ideas, of which we saw one, the smart chair. And we're going to have some discussions about exactly what the company's going to be called, what direction it's going to go in first. But I can guarantee there'll be some very exciting inventions coming shortly.
How did you manage to write a business plan about a chair that didn't have the word chair in it?
It's a very good question, actually. And I almost want to check through and go, did I really not mention the chair? One thing I was worried about is that if you say you've invented a chair, no matter how good that chair might be, you know you're kind of going to be in a bit of trouble. I should have called it a smart chair, and I'm looking to create that terminology of a chair that helps you. It's not just comfortable.
Okay. How tough were those interviews?
Horrific. I started with Claude, and you enter into this dark, dungeony room with the lights coming up from underneath. And normally when you meet someone, you kind of go across and you shake their hand. He didn't get up. He didn't look at me. He just had his head down. And the first question he asked was, "Tom, is it?" And the first question he asked was, "By the look of your CV, it seems your career is floundering."
Yeah, I saw that. That was tough.
It's horrific.
He found some mistakes in your figures as well. In one of the interviews earlier on in the series, I called you Calculator Tom because you always had your calculator in your hand. Yet you made mistakes in the numbers.
I'm sure many people will know the dangers of using tables or spreadsheets to calculate your figures for you. And then you have this horrifying moment that you realise not all the columns have been included in the sum. And unfortunately, about half of them hadn't been included. So I made some massive mistakes in that. I'd realised the day before, but there was nothing, unfortunately, I could do about it.
Looking back, what was your best task? What was your highlight?
There were a couple of highlights for me. The MyPie probably being the real tip of that. That was an amazing task. I really, really enjoyed it. Helen and I worked nicely, and my dyslexic brain creating the MyPie brand, which has been incredibly popular.
Yeah, maybe you and Helen should actually just start that.
Well, that's a very good concept, and there are probably people we need to talk about in that respect.
Can we just clear up, though, where's Christopher Columbus from?
Christopher Columbus is apparently Italian, and he sailed under the Spanish flag quite regularly. He is unfortunately not British, and it is also Sir Francis Drake, not my friend William Drake.
Never mind, all is forgiven.
Thank you. I need to apologise to my history teachers for clearly not listening to them during my lessons.
They'll probably feel really let down. Who was your most formidable opponent?
There were a good number of really formidable opponents. I was amazed that Gavin left so early. I thought he was very strong, and I think in some respects he's running such a successful business that he sort of had enough of the process. Then Jim was titanic the whole way through. The unstoppable Helen and Susie is she's 21 years old.
It's scary, isn't it?
Very.
Okay, has it sunk in yet? really?
I don't think it has sunk in. I think it'll take some time before it does. Doing the You're Fired was amazing. You walk out, all these people screaming and clapping for you. So it's starting to sink in. But I am now the winner of The Apprentice 7. I think I'm going to have to keep repeating that to myself, the winner of. And maybe it will sink in eventually.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.